אנחנו מתחילים עכשיו את שיעור מספר 2, נושא השיעור, אלא מתוך 10 בני אדם.
We're beginning lesson number 2, the topic out of 10 people. Of Leitman, please.
קטע מספר 1 מתוך רבש א', מאמר
Excerpt number 1 from רבש, to which degree one should achieve so he doesn't have to reincarnate. All the souls extend from the soul of Adam הראשון. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Zohar called upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces. Again, all the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Zohar called upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces.
And all these parts are in each and every one of us. And our work, despite our bodies, despite our egos, is to connect again as if we are one body, one soul, and there is no difference, not in bodies nor souls. That's the work. And it's not worthwhile to even count how many differences there are between us, distancing, contradictions on the way to connecting together. But the great salvation here is that we don't need to do it on our own. Not at all. There is no problem to be connected. If you want it, do you want it? One scream called out, then a couple from here. No. Yes. I see that out of a few thousands, one is crying out. Okay. In short, our problem... Something's happening to someone. Our problem is that we don't believe that we can reach this. We don't believe it. And even inside a person, he's thinking, I don't want that to happen. I want, but I don't want. Kind of, there's something that's preventing, right or not? Yeah. This is the problem. Meaning, the Creator is ready. We don't need to do a thing except for request. The upper light, which does the connection between us, again, into the system of Adam, just as it was prior to its shattering, is ready. We just need to invite it to work. And we're not inviting it. That's the whole matter. To the extent in which we try to be more and more, maybe, yes, connected, what stops us from really wanting to be such that we will feel ourselves as one, being as one with the Creator inside, the world of Ein Sof within, and all the good. There's no evil in the world. Nothing is lacking. Just to want. Let us, for a few moments, very much inwards, we'll concentrate on that desire. Please. Does each of us feel that there's something bothering him? That he can't, with all his heart, with all his soul, with all that he has, to ask. Is there something that's preventing? If you didn't discover that something's stopping you, it's a sign that you are still not making the effort, the correct effort. That part that you need to feel that doesn't let you, it doesn't let you emerge out of yourself to connect with others and all be in one heart, in one body, in one desire. That part you cannot get rid of. What can be done here is by your friend. Your friend can help that part that you're not capable. Yes, he is capable of taking it out so that it won't bother you. That is how we reach the necessity for the prayer of many, where each of us prays for the other. Because in each of us there is a part that he himself cannot disconnect from his ego. Okay, we'll move onwards. Probably also after lunch, it's not kind of going so well, right? After food, it doesn't go so good. Okay. Well.
Excerpt number 2, Baal HaSulam, Talmud HaSefirot, part 8, item 28, Opnimi. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandment, is to go back and scrutinize and ascend to all the souls who came from Adam Rishon and fell to the klipot until they reached their original roots from where they came prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Again, all our work in prayers and practical commandments is to go back and scrutinize and raise all the souls who fell from Adam HaRishon into the klipot, until we bring them to their original roots, as they were in it prior, before he sinned in the tree of knowledge.
Yes, this is all our shattered parts, and we don't have any possibility of correcting them, but rather to just ask from us to the Creator, for him to correct them, connect them, and fill them. We are like babies that can only cry, scream, a nudge in such a way that And just constantly, relentlessly, like little children know how to do this. From the side of nature, we too need to do this. So, now, silently, without screaming, but do this exercise between you, where you do demand, you're crying out to the Creator, only in silence, between you, yes? Shh, 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 like that. How you're going to address the Creator with a cry, with a request, with, well, like children know to kind of really be such annoying nuisances, intolerable. Let's do it like that, towards the Creator. Let's go. I don't hear.
Basically, in all the images that the Creator shows, where He shows me my nature, after every connection we made here.
If not in silence, then loud. Come on. Demand from the Creator to help us to connect despite all the difficulty and rejections, and for Him to fill all the connections between us. Well, at least the women, come on. Well, that's how you invite the Creator. Well. Talk about this. Each. Don't wait for one for the other. Together. Each 10, together.
Excerpt number 5 from Tana de Beliau Zuta. Israel are not redeemed by affliction or by enslavement or by jolting, nor by madness or pressure or by absence of nourishment, but rather by 10 people sitting with each other, and each of them reads and learns with his friend, and their voice is heard.
קטע מספר 7 מתוך רבש א.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash, article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
There's an awakening of above from the Creator to us, and there's an awakening from below, from us to the Creator. So we need to have both of them sorted, arranged equally, just as the Creator arranged Adam Arishon and shattered it again and began to collect those shatterings from still vegetative and animal, and then arranged for us the world besides human beings. He began to collect people. How did he start to assemble them? From Adam onwards, people began to feel that they have a certain special attitude towards godliness, towards revelation of the Creator. Not just like bowing down before some mountain or tree, but revealing him. But there has to be an inclination towards the Creator, just as his inclination is towards people. Out of us being in a system of the 10, there must be a connection between us that will be such that we will be able to nevertheless connect 10 as one. And no one can do it alone. I need to hate myself. I can't do that. I must love the friend. I can't do that. But rather, if we help one another and try to do this, it also doesn't go. But if we want really badly for it to happen like this between us, then the Creator helps. Meaning we have to, just like children, in playing, where they're trying to do, and they can't, and they do want, and they're trying and with all their might. Then, if they play together for one goal, and the Creator arrives. They have no forces that can connect. They have no forces to hate their own egos. It's all done from above, but with the common efforts. The question is, what is considered a common effort? What effort on our behalf, in the group, in the ten, can we call a mutual effort? Please. Somehow, the way he's saying it here, that if 10 people really want, and they pressurize and help one another, how to nullify oneself, each of themselves, and how I will be able to acquire love for the friend, if each really wants it this way, of course it doesn't turn out, but he wants, then we get a help, meaning the Creator does it. It's called, the Lord shall complete it for me. How do we organize such a game? All our work in spirituality is called a game. How do we organize this game, please?
Exit number 8 from Bala Sulam. Not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the whole public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as it is written, all who is proud. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, every person must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work, and include himself in the root of all of Israel.
The problem is really great to emerge out of the public. If we are in the collective, in the public, and we start working in the general public, then anyone who goes out is truly harmful to those who remain, and also to oneself, to the extent in which he leaves the collective. Hence, we need to take into account that, just as he says here, you're not allowed to exclude oneself from the public, but to leave, that doesn't mean that I leave physically and go home. To exit or to exclude means that I am praying for myself, asking for myself, and even just like that, I'm concerned with myself and not for the ten. We need to get used to understanding, and this is only a psychological problem, that spiritual life are in the system of connection between us. And there, between us, that's where the Creator is. I'm connected with the friends, I'm going to reveal the Creator. I'm disconnecting from them, I disconnect from the Creator. The Creator is altogether the collective, as they say in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Creator is the one who includes them all. Meaning, to the extent in which we connect in one another, by that, we are beginning to reveal Him. In the more that we are inwards in this, between us, we discover him more and more and more.
Yes.
There's something else. Number 9, yes?
קטע מספר 9 מתוך ליקוטי הלכות.
Excerpt number 9 from ליקוטי הלכות, Rules of the Synagogue. The prime ascension of the soul and its completeness is when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness, since the holiness is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone. So that one will not be separated and alone, as this is opposite from the holiness. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one. And this is a prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue. And this is the prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. This is a completeness of the prayer.
How do we do this? We sit together. We try to connect. We're not capable. We ask for connection. A little more we pressure each other in order to connect. We're not capable. We ask for connection. And this way, in all kinds of manners, in all kinds of possibilities, as much as we try to be in these connections between us and are not capable to ask. Ask. That's what the Creator wants for us to make half the work. That's called the half a shekel. And the other half he does. And it's not done any other way. If we don't do our half, he won't complete the other half. He won't give if we don't bring our other half. The other half needs to be a deficiency. My half needs to be a deficiency where I am trying to connect and I can't. And this is what I bring him. I tried and I couldn't. Cry like babies. Can't get mad like little children. Why is it not going? You can scream. You can do whatever you want as long as it'll be justified out of your attempt, out of your exertion, that it's not going. By that, he is happy. Why? Because in this, you're crowning him as the upper force. As the upper father. As he is capable and does. And has a good heart to answer. And by this, we exactly arrange ourselves, format ourselves correctly for the request for help. So how do we try to connect between us, discover that we're not capable, and turn to him? Again, try it in some way, and again turn to him. How will we do it together like children that are going to play something, but it doesn't work out for them, and they cry out that it's not going? Just like the exercise we did before, almost, but feel in this that we're doing it for the sake, not of succeeding, but for the sake of discovering the deficiency for help from above. There's a great difference here. It's either that we're doing and we want to succeed and don't succeed and cry out, or we want to succeed in increasing the deficiency in discovery of the deficiency for help from the Creator. So we now make an effort so that a deficiency will be created between us for the help for the Creator. Please talk between you and make such efforts. Just as you really are working in connection, wanting to come to connection and are not capable and are happy that you're not capable. But that's with force after you made efforts. You're happy that you're not capable because then you can cry out for Him to help. Let's go. Can't.
Rav, normally when we can't, our evil inclination, our ego, tells us, try again, try again, try again. Be stubborn, be obstinate, be strong, don't give up. Try harder and harder. This is our ego. That's what our evil inclination tells us to do. Instead of crying out for help from above. How do we not forget about it? Not forget that all the counsels that come up in our minds to try again and again, and that will make us heroes, come to us from the ego, because it gives us a chance to turn at least in some way to the Creator. And we're not doing it because our evil inclination stops us. How do we help each other constantly be with complaints and requests and prayers and all kinds of gratitudes, praising the Creator, anything? Except think that we are so strong, such heroes, that we are not going to turn to Him and we want to achieve it by ourselves. How do we try to turn specifically to the Creator? How do we come to feel that we don't want to turn to Him? That something stops us. And this is our ego. It says, I will rule and not he. Why should I turn to him? You try it on your own. And it's the opposite of what is customary in our egoistic world. So how do I constantly see to a state where in every possibility I turn to the Creator, together with the group, as it is written, I wish he prayed all day long. Go ahead.
Bala Sulam Kotev.
Bala Sulam writes, there is no happier situation in the world except when he finds himself despaired with his own strength, meaning that he has exerted and did everything he could to do, but there is no cure, because then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help, for the Creator's help, since he knows for certain that his own work will not yield him any benefit. And as long as he feels some power of work of his on his own, his prayer is incomplete, because the evil inclination comes first and says that he must first do what he can, what is in his power, and then he will be favored by the Creator. This is what our evil inclination tells us, our ego. And they said about that, the sages, the Lord is high and the low will see. Because after a person exerts in all kinds of work and becomes disillusioned, he comes to the real lowliness, for he knows that he is the lowest person, for he is nothing that is good in his body. And then his prayer is complete and he is answered by his generous hand. Meaning precisely where we feel that nothing's helping, we can't. All we see is hatred between us, rejection, despair, indifference between us. This is the place to ask. Keep asking for every single thing. Not that later we will come to some great despair and then we will cry out. No. Immediately. Otherwise, you're listening to your evil inclination who tells you, wait for later. This is incorrect. So there should always be a request to the Creator for every single thing. Bring us closer. Connect us. Do for us.